He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 566. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will answer all my email, I promise. Okay, where have I been? What is going on with the Gadget Professor show? Well, everything is calm, cool, and collected at this point. What happened was, to tell you the truth, is I took a long-needed vacation for a little bit over a month. I went on a super-duper cruise through Europe and also spent another probably, 10 days there. I was in Venice for a week and Rome for a week, and I've been in Turkey, Spain, Gibraltar, Mykonos, a lot of places that were on my bucket list. So I had recorded 4 Gadget Professor shows in advance and had them all ready to go on a little hard drive. And I took that hard drive on my computer, of course, with me on the ship. And when I was in Venice, no problem. I was at a hotel and uploaded the show, and all was fine and no issues. However, when I got on the ship, to my amazement, horror, and shock, there was absolutely zero, nada, nothing in terms of bandwidth. And I could not upload anything or download anything. And I was totally unable to upload the shows to the Tech Podcast Network server, which created a major problem. So what I figured I would do is, you know, you get off every day on the boat and you're in some other beautiful place, that when I got on land and I got off the boat, I would use the Wi-Fi there on shore. And I was able to use the Wi-Fi. However, once again, there just was not enough bandwidth capacity to upload the shows, and I was unable to get them. So midweek, I figured out the only thing I could do on an emergency basis was upload them to YouTube, because that is a little easier. Actually, it's a lot easier to do, and I was able to scrounge enough bandwidth to do that. Not my preferred choice. In any event, all the shows are back up on the Tech Podcast Network, thegadgetprofessor.com, so you could watch them all. I am sorry for any inconvenience or shock that I put you in. I received a lot of emails, what happened to the show, yada, yada, yada. So that's what happened when I got back into Rome and was on land for a couple days. I stayed at this hotel, and I got to tell you, I was amazed. I had the best internet connection anywhere, faster than the United States. It was unbelievable how good. In fact, I took a picture of it. I'll show it to you next week, a screenshot of the bandwidth. So I was able to upload and kind of sort of catch up with all the programs. So again, we're on 566. We're all caught up. I assure you, everything is going to be A-okay from now on going forward. And next week and next following couple weeks, what I'll do is I have some awesome footage that I'd love to share with you all over Europe. Maybe at the end of the show, or maybe during the show, I'll run a minute clip of some stuff that I think you'll find entertaining and enjoying and informative. And also, next week, I'm definitely going to show you some of the high-tech adventures some of the things that just shocked me as I was touring through Europe and taking some photography stuff. So there is my apology and my explanation as to what happened. Thank you so much for bearing with me. I definitely appreciate that. And if you want to see some of the photographs that I took, some of my photography, you can check me out on Facebook, you know, the Gadget Professor. Or also, if you want to follow me on Instagram, where I post a lot of stuff, that's just at Gadget Professor. So that would be great if you join me on Instagram. Okay, enough of all that. Let's get into the gadget of the day. Now, about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, I reviewed a solar power charger. The reason I'm reviewing this one now is, one, it's quite a value. It's $40. However, there is a coupon, which I'll show you in a second, that you can get this for $20, and it's a real good deal. It's 20,000 milliamps. What I love about this particular model is it has four jacks on it, if you will, and they range from lightning to standard USB to non-standard USB. They got pretty much everything in there. They've got the micro USB, they got the iPhone cable, the Galaxy cable, pretty much anything that you're looking for in terms of charging will be here. And you can see that there. Also, this is actually another cable, which we'll take a look at. The beauty of this is you can charge four devices simultaneously. They all have different input jacks, if you will, which again are all there, the USB-C, the USB, the lightning rod, and a standard USB. So as you can see, you can do all kinds of things. Now, the beautiful thing about this, not only does it have four different jacks built into it, so you never have to bring the wire with you, which is very nice, but this is 20,000 milliamps, so you're going to get a lot of charges on a lot of things with this. It is a little heavy, but believe me, the power that it brings to the table is well worth it. So you can charge four devices simultaneously, three cables and one USB-A. You can also plug this device into a charging device, which will charge the unit up and give it power. So all that's very good, good, good. The other thing that's very nice about this is it has a very large LED readout, which I'll show you in a minute. And it actually shows you, there it is there, it actually shows you what percentage the device is charged. Obviously, it's 100%, and you can tell when it's going down. It has a non-slip surface. The LED light is very bright. You can hold it in your hand, no problem. And I got to tell you, it's very handy. And when you look at it on the comparison of other types of chargers, for the price of this, this is 10 watts, 20,000 milliamps. It really comes out well and gets excellent reviews. So let's take a look at it up in person, and I'll show you what it looks like. Here we have the device. It's called the Veek Tomix. I'm not sure, but there's the name of it. As I said, 20,000 milliamp power pack. And let's open this up. I haven't charged it. I haven't done anything with it. I actually have a couple of these. So let's open this up. Again, it's a tad heavy, but it won't pose any kind of a problem. Of course, you get your nifty instructions here that are going to show you pretty much everything that you need to know about the device and its capacity, how you can use it. Very simple. Also, how you charge it up. And here we go. As you can see, there are three extension jacks built right into it. You have your lightning rod, if you will, your USB, and the typical C. So there you go. All three of them are there. They also have another jack, which is a weird place for it to charge, which is right, let's get that in focus there, right there. And the way that works is this actually pulls out, you can see that, and up, and there you have the standard micro USB jack to charge it up with. If you don't want to use that, you can Let's bring this up here a little bit. You can also use an external wire and charge it that way. And if you have a USB port, if you want, you can charge it that way, in or out. And that is pretty much it. The button to put it on is right here on the side. If you push that in, and this was charged up, this would light up to 100% or whatever. As I said, it's brand new. I didn't charge it up. The only thing I think it's weird on this is this cable is used as a strap to clip on and to hold on. I don't really like that. I mean, yes, you can hold on to it with this, but it seems to me you're going to break that. But other than that, this is quite a good power supply and works quite well. I think you'll find this highly useful. Again, it's a little heavy, but you're getting 20,000 milliamps. That's a lot. So price-wise, let's take a look here. As I mentioned, it regularly sells for $44.90. Call it 45 bucks. You can click right here and get 11% off. Little icon here. Let's get that up. There it is, coupon. And you'll save an extra 12%, which brings it down to roughly $39. However, this week, I don't know how long it's going to be there. If you go to dealnews.com, here it is right here. It's on sale. If you copy this coupon, you're going to get that for 21 bucks. I got to tell you, for $21, this is going to be very hard to beat. It's going to be a great buy. I charge mine up overnight, and I've used it many a time. It works quite well. For 21 bucks, you can't go wrong. And again, it's on dealnews.com. I don't know how long it will be there. When you go on to Deal News, just go to this search button here and put in Vetomix, V-E-E-K-T-O-M-X, and it will pop right up if it's still available. This was up 4 days ago, so I bought another one. I have two of them now, and they're good to go. Really nice power supply. Okay, let's take a look at some apps of the day. Here we go. Everybody likes free stuff. I may have mentioned this months ago. Someone sent me an email and said, hey, where'd I get all those free samples and blah, 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 blah. Well, here it is. It's YOFreeSamples.com. They got all kinds of stuff here. Every day it changes. You can find free apps. You can find the best deals of the day. Let's see what the best deal of the day is. I have no clue, but we'll click on that. And here we are, 7:19, which is what today is, doing the show a tad bit early. But it will go down, and it will tell you all the things that you can buy that are on sale if you're interested in any of that stuff. And so on and so forth. So it's a nice site. It's totally free, of course. And bookmark it, check it out, and you may find something that you like. All right. Our next app of the day is called Instant Grid. This is an excellent free tool. Right now it's free. That will allow you to add watermarks in three different sizes on your Instagram. It gives you a whole variety of different types of tools that you can use to make collages or put grids up. It's a very easy to use, very intuitive type of app. I don't think you'll have any problems figuring it out, but it's very nice to use, and I do definitely use it. And by the way, you could follow me on Instagram if you like. It's at Gadget Professor. And you'll see a lot of my photographs that I post at Gadget Professor. Also, we have another app here called WatchTube. I'm going to go over two or three video editing tools this week because they're free at the moment and they're very robust. This one is a crazy app. If you have an Apple Watch, and I do have one, I hate them. But that's another story for another time. But this will allow you to watch TV or videos, and it formats them just for the watch. So it's very nice. WatchTube is a YouTube client for the Apple Watch, which allows you to watch the content of YouTube right on the watch, and it converts it to a size that you could actually see. So Watch YouTube offers many features, including watching YouTube videos, subscribing to YouTube channels, and all kinds of things. It gets a 4.1 out of 5 stars. I have seen it in action, and it is okay if you like the Apple Watch. Now, one of the apps that I think you're going to find very useful, again, for the iOS operating system is called Flip. This is a weekly shopping tool. Now, years ago, I used to, like, especially for Black Friday, I would get the paper, it'd be like that thick. No more papers are that thick. In fact, does anybody even watch, read a newspaper? I don't think so. I do. But I don't get the physical paper. I read them on the internet. And I do not like reading them on a screen. I always like the tactile feeling of a book. Same thing with the comic book. You know, a comic book, you want, I don't know. That's the way the world is today. But in any event, this is going to give you all the ads, this app, from all over the place that were in your papers. So you're going to get the typical Target and CVS and Dollar General or wherever you might want to be. And nationwide, the app is going to show you all the weekly ads. So 4.8 stars out of 5. You can also, I believe, get this for the Android operating system. Okay, another app that we have today that's really good is Sophos Intercept X for mobile. What is this crazy thing? Well, this is one of the industry leaders, probably one of the best apps out there for malware. You can put this on your phone, Android, and it will literally stop all the malware that gets loaded onto your phone. It's very good. It gets very high scores, and I would highly recommend it. It's updated all the time. There's no third parties involved. So if you would like a device, a piece of software that will keep your device clean and crisp and take care of any mobile threats, and believe me, they're out there, you may want to take at this Sophos. It's totally free at the moment. And of course, there are things that you can buy if you so desire. Now, this next app is called KineMaster, like Kinescope Video Editor. This is available for the Android operating system. This is an awesome app. It's free at the moment. But boy, I'll tell you, I like this a lot. One, it's easy to use. And two, what I really like about it is it comes with preconceived templates, if you will. So you can actually choose the type of project, a video project that you want to create, and use that template. That saves a lot of time and it makes your videos look professional. This is 100% free. They just updated this in June, and edit pre-made projects or start a new project. Combine your own videos and images with incredible visual and audio effects. Save them to the video. Save your video and share it with the world. Pretty nice. Pretty nice. So again, there are things on there that you can pay for. There are ads, but like everybody else, they got to make a buck. But it's a very nice app, very easy to use, and I think you'll like it. Now, another app, as I mentioned, that you can use to edit your videos, and this is free at the moment. This is useful on the iPad, your iOS operating system. It's called VidEdit. This is a very handy video editor. I have actually used this on my iPhone, and it does all kinds of crazy things. You can blur your video, the background, if you want. You can make collage videos, and that looks like it's hard to do, but with this app, it's actually pretty easy to do. You can add all kinds of audios and music. You can add text, and you can add frames and borders, so you can really spiff up your video with this particular app. And it has 30 features, I'm telling you, for free. Yikes, you can't beat that. Again, there's in-app offers that you can buy to upgrade, you know, the things that you can do with the app, but it has over 30 features: trim, crop, blend, erase, chroma key, mosaic, splice, particle. Particles are a really cool transition effect, but yeah, it's all there, and I think you're going to like this, so by all means, check it out, and you know what? The free version may be perfect for you. It may work really well. Now, this next app is always, it always costs money, usually $5. for whatever reason, right now, it's free, iColorama, and this is available on the iOS operating system. And I gotta tell you, this is one of those apps that make all your photos look really good. You can get really creative with this, as you can see, and do all kinds of funky things. 4.6 out of 5 stars. Highly recommend it. I use this app all the time. I've been using it for years. Of course, I had to pay for it. And as soon as the Gadget Professor pays for something, an app, you can bet your bottom penny that it's going to be free. And right now, it's free. Yeah. Well, there you have it. Another Gadget Show Professor in the bucket. And I hope that bucket's not sinking. All right, it's a little tough to get back in the studio. I'm still time jet lagged, sleeping late, getting up in the middle of the night, all that stuff. I think there's 9 or 10 hours difference between Arizona and Rome. So my head's still spinning. And I got to click all these buttons, but I assure you, in the next couple days, I'll get my head together, and I got a lot of really cool content to show you. I'm looking forward to sharing some of the videos and some of the interesting things that I got involved with on the trip. It was a lot of fun, and boy, I needed that that month off. I haven't done that in almost 3 years, primarily because of COVID and other extenuating circumstances. And right now, I am going to sign off. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for bearing with me during these crazy last couple weeks. But everything will be on schedule from now on. Thank you again, and we'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.